I was in, yeah. Just, yeah, we don't need to talk about that. So.
Why? It was the fun part of it.
I think that was the most exciting part of practice. So.
Yeah.
A little scrap. It happens every now and then.
One of those deals where you guys are getting a little tired of each other, maybe?
Yeah, it happens at camp. You know, you're going against the same guys every day. People start, you know, getting kind of pushy and edgy. And, you know, we're getting yelled at by coaches. And so it just happens.
Scrimmage on Saturday. Fun to hit the field at Mile High one more time?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, there's a big crowd there. And, you know, it's you're on the game field. And it's a game situation. You're not just, you know, kind of going situation to situation. So it's a lot more fun.
A week from today, you guys are on the field in San Francisco. How excited are you to finally hit somebody else?
Yeah, it's going to be nice to hit somebody else other than the same guy every day. You know, that's fun. It's fun actually playing in games. You know, practicing gets kind of monotonous, so it'll be fun.
So some of the younger guys like Malik and Jeremy have been really active, you know, the past couple days. It's been pretty refreshing to see them, you know, making some plays out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's good to have that kind of depth and be able to, you know, rely on other guys other than your starters. So, you know, that's definitely good. Malik and Beal are, you know, they're good players and they're doing a great job.
How do you think you performed through a week?
Getting better at some things, getting, you know, trying to get better at other things. And, you know, just camp's a grind, you know, so you got to just every day you got to get better because if not, you're just going to keep getting worse. So you're just trying to get better at something every day.
Obviously, you guys got after a little bit today. Does that competitive tension, does it peak right about now, or do you think it kind of ebbs and flows throughout?
It'll get worse. It always gets worse. That's nothing. It gets bad. You know, I mean, because everybody wants to do good, and, you know, somebody gets beat or somebody falls. Sometimes you take it too far, but that's just the competitive nature in all of us. And, you know, we're friends when we come back off the field, you know. But on the field, it's, you know, this is a job, and, you know, you'll lose it if you don't do good enough.
So right, you think it just builds towards every day of camp, towards every game?
Yeah, and it's nothing personal. It's just the fact that you're, you know, it's hot, you're in full pads, you're mad, and you're getting screamed at. So somebody's going to break, you know.
Night and day the way you feel now compared to the way you felt a year ago?
Absolutely. I feel 100 times better than I did a year ago. 100 times better.
Are roles beginning to be defined out here? You know exactly what is being expected of, or are you still kind of jockeying for position out there?
No, I think I know what I'm supposed to be doing. And I think a lot of guys do, but, you know, depth charts aren't set, so guys are still trying to move up, and some guys are going to move down, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Derek, after practice like today, on 10's at goal line, and run that at the end, you know, that's probably the most important period you've done so far during the camp.
Yeah, goal line is that's crucial. You know what I mean? Because that's the difference between winning and losing, right there. You know, so it's definitely a good thing we did it at the end of practice. You know, because it takes a lot out of you to do that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's fun to get to do some live period stuff like that. You know what I mean? Because it's not always defined where the running back's down. You know what I mean? So it's good to be able to actually tackle somebody, take them to the ground. And, you know, Saturday will be even funnier.
What about making up for Doom and the pass rush? How do you see that kind of coming together? Guys step up.
I think we got a lot of guys stepping up. You know, like I said, Jeremy Beal and, you know, Malik Jackson are both guys that are stepping up. You know, I'm trying to do my part, and, you know, Vaughn. Obviously, we got Vaughn still. You know, we got two inside guys that can get push, and I think we got a good group of D linemen here. So I think we're gonna be fine.
Okay, thanks, Derek.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. That new tattoo, Derek. Huh? We'll be right back.